my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is your host, Luke Meat. What we started off the show with today is Zbigniew Karkowski and Daniel Mensch off of their newest release, Unleash, on the ever-reliable Alienate Recordings. And a very special show for the next hour and a half. Who do we have in the studio with us?
Hi, this is Ben Wilson. I'm coming from the Western Front New Music Program here in Vancouver.
And why are you here, and why did I just play Zbigniew Karkowski?
Because he will be performing this Friday at the Western Front at 8 o'clock. He's doing an incredible solo set with some live video. And opening for him will be Vancouver's own Sam McKinley, The Rita. So if you're interested in some brutal, devastating noise, come check it out. That's 8 o'clock on Friday at the Western Front.
For those who don't know, Zbigniew Karkowski has studied with composers such as Innocenakis, Pierre Boulez, Olivier Messiaen. I don't know this one, Georges Aparis. And do you know
any? Yeah, he was a Greek composer and was pretty still active in Europe. And he was actually a student of Xenakis's, and he does a wide variety of very non-digestible 21st century European electronic and acoustic music.
And that's what we're going to be focusing on today, actually, is the music of Zbigniew Karkowski and people that he's worked with. And also, here's some interesting tidbits here. He's also a founding member of the electroacoustic music performance trio Sensor Band, and has worked with some of my favorites here, Francisco Lopez and the Hafler Trio. So first and foremost, what are we going to see at the Western Front on Friday?
Well, Zbigniew is doing a performance with a video artist named Atsuko Nojiri, and she's a Japanese video artist. And they just released a CD-DVD called Continuity on the Asphodel label. And it's basically Zbigniew has taken recordings that he's made of acoustic instruments, so classical instruments, orchestral instruments, and he's recorded individuals just sort of making kind of general sounds, and he's taken those as source material and basically modified them, manipulated them, and done various things to them to create this project, Continuity. So basically the performance on Friday will be somewhat like the CD-DVD that they've done, but it's based on, you know, improv and sort of using a kind of set language of sounds that he'll be using just for this show. And Atsuko Nojiri has made some really excellent live visuals that go well with it, and one of the more successful pairings of video and audio that I've actually seen.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Let's listen to the new DVD CD package. This is Zbigniew Karkowski off the new double disc DVD CD box set, Continuity. This is the opening track. This is entitled Float.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're just listening to the music of Zbigniew Karkowski, who is going to be here in our fair city, Western Front, this Friday. That's February 27th. And guess what? If you're into the noise and if you're into the chaoticness, we've got tickets to give away. Give us a shout here at 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. Zbigniew Karkowski also playing with local act, The Rita. Sam McKinley Sound Project, The Rita, has built a reputation as one of the leaders of Vancouver's harsh noise genre. Incredibly, incredibly intense live. He plays quite a lot at the Cobalt Fake Jazz Wednesdays, which is going on. We'll tell you what's going on there tonight a little bit later. But custom-built analog equipment, and we're going to listen to some Rita right now here on CITR. This comes to you from the double 7-inch compilation Vancouver 2x7 featuring Flat Gray, The Rita, Sick Buildings, and Taskmaster. This is a track by The Rita called Pamela Stanford.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
No, it certainly is not. Exquisite Corpse every Wednesday. Every Thursday, sorry. This is every Wednesday. Every Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. If you like what you hear here, you're going to absolutely love what DJ Bleak does to your airwaves and eardrums. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR, 12 noon in the p.m. We're focusing on the music of Zbigniew Karkowski and his collaborations and influences this week. And in the studio, we have from the Western Front with us, Mr. Ben Wilson. What else can you say about the show, man? It's going to be incredible. Like, or what can we talk about? Tell me some more anecdotes about Mr. Karkowski here.
Well, he's a pretty amazing guy, actually, in terms of his career. He's got one that's like no other. He's brings a lot of influences and a lot of his experience traveling around the world. He's sort of been a global nomad for a long time, born in Poland, studied in Sweden, elsewhere throughout Europe, and he's actually been based out of Tokyo, Japan for the last over a decade now. And early part of his career, he spent actually studying with some of the heavyweight European composers of the 20th century, Xenakis and all those guys, and he definitely brings that to his activity now, even though he primarily works with electronic or electroacoustic or computer music, but he's actually had a huge experience writing for orchestra and stuff like that, so quite unique in terms of what he brings to the noise scene and to the underground electronic music scene. Some of the stuff that you'll hear at the show is actually taken from recordings of live acoustic instruments that he's manipulated and processed, and that process is pretty interesting because of the fact that you can sometimes recognize sounds and other times they're just so badly misshapen that it's impossible to tell. And it's really just for him, I think, about abstracting things and doing something that's quite visceral and fearless and experimental at the same time. And he really approaches his live performances with a really unique sense of experimentalism as well.
Do you mention his earlier training and, excuse me, people that he's worked with? Do you feel that there is with the modern advent of modern noise, such as we were mentioning this earlier with Wolf Eyes and bands like that, has there become a bit of a lack of musical theory education behind what's going on with noise?
Well, I would say that a lot of people who are involved in noise may or not be, you know, musically trained per se, and I don't personally think that's necessary by any means. But it's very interesting when you come across these people who do have that background,
Choose to use this medium to express themselves.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's a risk. That's a big risk they take because noise is probably one of the most marginalized genres of music out there, and it's quite a leap even for people who say, you know about or were trained in music education and various things. They still have a really hard time with noise, and so I find it fascinating when these guys come up.
Well, we're gonna focus on one of his collaborators, Zbigniew Karkowski. We're talking about the music of Innocenakis, and those who listen to the show know that I do play this record quite a bit, but we're still gonna play it. What can you tell us about it? Can you give us a Coles Notes version of this incredible composer here?
Well, Xenakis was a Greek composer. He died in, I think, 2001, but he had to flee Greece because of he was a war resistor against the occupied fascists around World War II, and he was actually permanently disfigured by some shrapnel, and he escaped to France, where he lived in exile for the rest of his life. And he studied architecture originally, and he was a mathematician, and got into music eventually as a composer, and even during his time was seriously marginalized and criticized for what he was doing, which was not the normal European serialist music of the time. He was doing something completely different. He was involved, interested in stochastic and randomness, in nature, in noise and things like that, and his music reflected that. And there's an intensity and an athleticism required to perform his music that is pretty amazing. And I think to this day he's still unmatched in terms of his originality and intensity. He was quoted as saying that he doesn't particularly find emotion to be part of his music. He doesn't inject emotionality or expect people to feel emotional when they listen to it, that it's something beyond that. It's just the natural world. And I think that his effect on Zbigniew sort of covers that ground as well. And I know that Zbigniew cares a great deal about Xenox's music as well.
Well, we're going to hear one of the heaviest hitters in the business. This is Innocentakis off of the 1968 Nunchuck reissue of electroacoustic music. And this track is entitled Orient Occident.
Thank you. Thank you.
The music of Innocent Atkins on CITR 101.9 FM. This show is a noise. Your host here, Luke Meat, with very special guest from the Western Front, Ben Wilson. We're talking about an upcoming show this Friday at the Western Front, Zbigniew Karkowski. And we're talking about the music of him and his influences. You heard two pieces right there by Ian Zanakis. This one, just orchestral works, a piece called Atta. And before that, we heard Orient Occident off of Electroacoustic Music. Yeah, stay tuned. We still have tickets to give away. If you want to blow your eardrums and your mind, give us a shout here at 822-2487. We're going to get into another collaborator that Zbigniew Karkowski has worked with. And if you listen to the show, you'll know it's one of my favorites, the Hafler Trio. Karkowski was featured on the Hafler Trio's Masturbatorium album, where this was a conceptual album where they mic'd and plugged like heart rates and breathing rates and stuff like that into porn star Annie Sprinkle. And they taped her while she masturbated. And they taped her breathing and stuff like that. And then they put it into sound generators and spewed it out and got kind of what they had. Unfortunately, we don't have that recording here, but we do have one of my favorite Hafler Trio recordings. Sit back and smoke them if you got them. This is, if you must own one Hafler Trio album, this is the one you need. This is 7 hours sleep on a noise.
Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. Frank Rumbletone is going to be here 3 o'clock. Stay tuned. Coming up in half an hour, we have the Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, 2 o'clock Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Like I said, 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go until 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, the Arts Report with our ever-reliable Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julian Eric. 6:30, Sam Squatch's Hideaway. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julian Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, the man just called in himself, the man, the myth, Hans Klaus, with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here on CITR. This show is a noise. Half hour left in the show. First and foremost, we got a very special guest here in the studio, Ben Wilson from the Western Front, talking about a show coming up this Friday. Zbigniew Karkowski playing with the Rita. And yeah, this is going to be a fun one. Also, though, what's going on at the Cobalt tonight? As we always talk about Fake Jazz Wednesdays, what do we have here? Stamina Mantis, always a good time. You've seen them before.
I have seen them.
And they're just a riot. I've great costumes, stuff like that. Noisy, two-piece. If you like your Lightning Bolt and that kind of stuff, check these guys out. Japanese Graffiti are also playing N213 and Yellow Thief. Always a good time at the Cobalt on Wednesdays. And also, the Western Front does Fake Jazz Fridays once in a while, correct?
Yeah, we've been doing them about three or four times a year for the last year, and it's a pretty fun time. It gives these guys, these emerging experimentalists, these fearless little people to come and perform in a different venue other than the Cobalt. Not that there's anything wrong with the Cobalt. It's you got to pay your dues.
It's perfect.
It's a great room. But yeah, just give them a chance to play in just a different sounding room with some decent equipment, and it's always been a great time. And we've got actually a fake jazz show coming up, the Western Front, on I believe it is Friday, April 3rd, and so keep your eye out for that.
Well, speaking of emerging artists and stuff like that, you and I met probably around 1997 or 98, I believe. My God, we're getting old. Through an event that a friend of mine and myself kind of helped out with. We did an event called Carnival of Noise, and I don't know if you remember that at all, but it was at the Brickyard.
I do remember that, yes.
And you were in a band called Hospital, and I remember, like, Carnival of Noise kind of started out in our minds, like, just as an excuse to get on stage and just do whatever, kind of like what they do at Fake Jazz now, but a little more goofy and avant-garde. And when Hospital got on stage, it was, first of all, probably the most straightforward in terms of the genre of noise that was happening at the time. Like, it was very kind of Merz Boweian and really power electronics. I think it was the three of you. It was you on vocals and electronics, Kelly Cherko on guitar and theremin, and Massa on sax. I think he was playing sax.
Yeah, he played sax, yeah, back then.
And it was very amazing for me to see that something so, shall I say, professionally done in the world of noise was happening right in our city. But I haven't told you this at all, but the bouncer, Andy, who was pretty nicest guy in the world, you know what I mean, didn't really like a lot of the stuff at the Brickyard. He worked there, so he probably got like really tired of live music and stuff. But when you guys started up, you were playing for about 15 minutes, and he was just staring at you guys. And I walked up to him, and I'm like, so what do you think, Andy? And he just goes, and I'll remember this forever, he just goes, I don't know what those guys are doing up there, but they're doing a really damn good job. And that just that made me laugh a lot. And that, and I thought that that's a great compliment to a person who hasn't really seen Noise before.
That's a rare.
To kind of, you know, like, I mean, I also remember you guys playing at Sun Yat-sen. Gardens,
yeah,
and an incident involving a watermelon.
Yes,
And I think you guys were never asked back.
Yeah, that was the last time we ever played there. There was an axe and a watermelon involved at the end. Thanks, Masa.
That was really cool, though. Like, I mean, you know, he was in the moment.
Yeah,
you know,
he was.
I remember the looks on the faces of the jazz volunteers. That was for Jazz Fest.
That was Jazz Fest, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. And it's when Jazz Fest was a little bit more challenging. It reminds me when the Boredoms came in 2000
at Richards.
One of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was good.
But there was a whole bunch. I mean, it was a very divided crowd. It was like the half the crowd who were there that knew who the Boredoms were, and the other half kind of going, you're kind of like West Side Vancouver badge holding Jazz Fest members going,
sure.
Ooh, a Japanese jazz band. Let's check this out.
Yeah.
And, you know, three drummers and Ai Yamasuka later, yeah. You know, like, yeah. They weren't ready for it. Well, anyways, we've got Hospital's very first album, something that I used to play when I started this show 9 years ago. This was a real staple on A Noise, and this track I played quite a bit. This is off Hospital's debut album on their very own label, Noise Bludgeon Records. The track is called Kui.
Of today, and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
I most certainly am. 50 minutes left in the show here. Luke Mead here at the helm on Annoy, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, in the studio with me from the Western Front. And noise aficionado, Ben Wilson. We just heard some Masona off of Vestal Spacey Ritual. Still probably one of the distinctly Japanese band or albums, if you ask me. Anything you could chip in about Mazo here?
Yeah, well, he's pretty devastating, and as soon as you hear just the first second of him, it's unmistakably him. It's like he's just got that sound that could be no other.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, great stuff. And then we heard before that your own band, Hospital. Any chance of a Hospital reunion? Like, actually, we should mention who's in Hospital and what they're doing now. First and foremost, we have Kelly Chirko, guitar extraordinaire, was in Vancouver's own Almost Transparent Blue, one of the better avant jazz units out there. He's now in Japan.
That's right. He's living in Tokyo. He's been there for the better part of 10 years now, and he's doing great. He's playing lots of noise, collaborating with all kinds of people. He's actually just done a recording with Zbigniew. So that's keep your eye out for that. That'll be coming.
And of course, Massa.
Massa's doing great.
Massa's doing great. In case you don't know, Massa is the bassist for Vancouver's very own Bison, or Bison, as I like to call him. And as you know, if there's any metal beard metal heads out there, you know that Bison, well, they'll tear you a new one if you haven't seen them live. And they're doing very well for themselves. Got signed to Metal Blade Records. And touring all over creation here, it seems. And yourself, you're playing drums in...
I play drums in a new wave band called The City, and we're playing actually around town here and there. But as far as Hospital goes, it's really... So whenever Chirko can get back over to this side, then maybe we can get something happening.
So it's never broken up? It's just on...
Well, last we left it, we actually were working with a fourth member named Chris Kelly, who actually lives in Vancouver as well. And we have a sort of unfinished recording that's just kind of lingering. And Chirko's probably pissed off that we haven't finished mastering it. But maybe one day. We'll see.
And you can check all their stuff out. Does Noise Bludgeon on the web still exist?
Not really. Not okay. Officially.
I'm sorry to hear that, you know. But yeah, Kelly Chirko, he also, you mentioned Kelly Chirko is in a death metal band.
Yeah.
By the name of AKBK.
That's right, Grandcore band out of Tokyo. And it is, they're on MySpace, basically, and there's some video stuff as well of them. And it's some pretty serious weaponry, sonic sorcery.
Good enough. Check that out on MySpace. We're going to leave you with some more Zbigniew Karkowski, reminding you again, Western Front this Friday. Come and check it out. Zbigniew Karkowski and Atsuko Nojiri. Will she be in attendance?
She's going to be there. She's going to be doing live video along with Zbigniew's audio.
Wow. Okay. This is going to be pretty amazing. This is still off the double DVD/CD set on Ashfordel. We'll be back to sign off at 1 o'clock. This is a track entitled Perceptor.
Thank you.
And that just about does it for yet another edition of Annoyz. Thanks for listening. Thank you to my guest, Ben Wilson.
Thanks, Luke.
And again, just to recap, we were focusing on the music of Zbigniew Karkowski. He's going to be performing live at the Western Front this Friday, February 27th?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. How much are tickets?
Tickets are, students are $10, $12 for advance tickets, and $15 for... regular people.
You can't go wrong with there. And will milk be made available to us?
Milk?
Is there a bar?
Oh, yeah, there's chemical refreshment.
All right. Yeah. That's all I need to hear. And also, though, he's here all weekend, Karkowski is, and he is doing a free workshop from on Sunday, March 1st, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Vivo, 1965 Main Street. Vivo and Western Front, no strangers to each other.
Not at all.
Not in competition, but also complimentary verses of the same song, if you will. So even if you don't have your 10, 15 bucks or whatever, and you want to see how he creates these amazingly wonderful sounds, he's going to be speaking about various methods and techniques he has developed for his composition and performance. And he's actually going to demonstrate his tools, such as Max MSP and Super Collider. And then there is a kind of a jam that's going to happen afterwards. So there you go.
Not to be missed.
Not to be missed. Thanks again, Ben. Thanks for listening. This is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Good morning. My name is Ken Minns.